What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap at Buena Vista Winery, Sonoma Valley. Ryan Lynch, winemaker. Ryan, good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Liam. Thank you.
First question always, with one of these sounds, what are we drinking?
This is the Count's Revenge, special red blend, Napa Cab, Petite Syrah, Cab Franc, and Petit Verdot.
Well, as you drink, I'm grabbing the bottle, not to pour myself more, but just to share with our friends at home. When you come here, there's history here, there's storytelling here, there's great wine here, and there is whimsy here. On this bottle is a crocodile. What's the story? What happened?
So the Count met his end by traveling to Nicaragua on a business adventure and tried to cross a stream, a crocodile-infested stream, and fell out of a tree and was devoured by crocodiles, which is kind of sad, but the Count lives on in this bottle, and here we are today.
Yeah, I love that. Of course, he's without the Count, there would be no Buena Vista. History, I mentioned. Take us back in time. How did this winery come to be? What year are we talking? And what was here initially?
Let's see. Buena Vista started in 1857 after the California Gold Rush, and there were plenty of people with pickaxes to be able to dig these caves and construct these cellars. We did a gravity cellar. The Count created a gravity cellar, which would have helped with labor and fine winemaking practices. Being a Hungarian immigrant, he would have brought some European techniques here. So this is California's first premium winery and the first gravity cellars in California.
Amazing to have that history, to have that story. The story's evolved so much over the years. Prohibition. Interesting things were happening here.
Definitely. And some places were allowed to continue to make wine for religious purposes and things like that.
So today, let's fast forward the year 2012. Jean-Charles Boisset acquires this winery. What's the story here today? How would you say this place has shifted, has evolved, has changed since Jean-Charles came through these doors?
Well, architecture-wise, he's tried to preserve it and reinforced it. And we were super lucky because in 2013, there was an earthquake, and had that purchase, that reconstruction, the investment in the property not happened, Buena Vista would probably not be here today. And we still have a functioning winery here, and we'll start harvest in September, so it's coming up, and feel free to come visit and watch us process grapes and make great wine and enjoy some wine while you're at it.
Well, this is why I love coming here, Ryan. You offer people who visit a immersive experience. So talk us through that for those who want to have an immersive experience here at Buena Vista. What's it all about?
Definitely. So there's plenty of different experiences you can have. You can book a tasting in the Champagne cellars. We have a guided tour where we go through the caves and the history and some of the winemaking techniques, and some more traditional tastings where you can enjoy a little picnic and drink some wine outside.
Varietals. What are you working with? What's grown on the estate? Is there much grown here and beyond the estate? What are the varietals that end up in bottles?
Only ferment is grown on the estate. That's Hungarian varietal that goes into the Tokaj. But that's all that's grown on the estate. But what we do have, we have Carneros right outside here. So we have Carneros Chardonnays. We've got Sonoma County Chardonnays. We've got Sonoma Zinfandels. And many of the wines are named after the family members of the Horasti family.
So I love that. Drop a few names. Of course, we're drinking the Count right now, which is stunning. What else will we find that's connected to the original family on the menu here at Buena Vista?
Great. Attila is a Zinfandel, and like the name, that's going to be a broad Zinfandel. That's going to be for your big red lovers. Let's see. Eleonora Chardonnay. It's going to be a barrel fermented Chardonnay, pairs well with a lot of food and surprisingly well with steak. Barrel fermented Chardonnays, give it a chance with steak.
Well, before I leave you, I've got to let people know, if you want to have a special experience here, there are all corners of this property. You can have a private tasting experience. Among them, it's a very special room. We were just there. Tell us about it. How can people book it?
Go through the Buena Vista website or call Buena Vista, and we will book you a space in the Champagne Cellars. It's great for special occasions, bachelorette parties. We see all kinds of people coming to celebrate and take some nice photos in our Champagne Cellars.
Definitely, you want to be taking pictures in there. Finally, Ryan, you're the winemaker. What does it mean for you to be here in Sonoma and part of this community of Sonoma vintners?
It's honestly great. Let's see. I love history, and just being a part of such a historic winery is so great. And I never stop learning about wine or even the story of Buena Vista. And that is keeps me getting up in the morning, keeps me coming back to Buena Vista. There's just more to learn. And every time I go on a tour, I pick up something new.
Well, I learned how the Count met his death today. As you said, he lives on in every glass of wine poured. Such wonderful, wonderful, rich, magical history. Not just wine history, California history. Ryan, an absolute pleasure chatting. Cheers, my friend. I'll see you for the big harvest weekend, the vintage dinner, and so many experiences. There are brunch, there are dinners, and you'll be there for some part of it, yeah?
Yes, definitely. I think the next one coming up is the harvest brunch, where we will crush and destem grapes in front of everyone having brunch. And if you'd like to get your hands dirty, you're welcome to help us sort some grapes as well.
I'll be back for the crush. 2 a.m. start?
Yes, for you.
I thought you were my friend. Friends, do yourself a favor. Come visit Buena Vista. So much history, incredible wines, and just the story of California winemaking. All this history in each and every glass. Take a tour, enjoy the wines, and meet the great folks like Ryan. He'll show you around and share the wonderful wines with you. More on the Buena Vista story at kcusradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. An alligator, you say?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.